BLM protests shooting death of man who fired at Minneapolis police. By Bob Price on January 4, 2021. Hundreds of Black Lives Matter protesters hit the streets of Minneapolis on Sunday to protest the police shooting an armed felon seen ramming cars and shooting at officers in body cam footage. The protest began at the gas station where the late December shooting of Dolaleed took place. BLM protesters began their march at the Holiday gas station where police officers shot and killed Dolaleed, Fox 9 Minneapolis reported. Protesters blocked streets as they marched for several hours. Officials released body cam video showing Ed ramming into police cars and attempting to avoid arrest as officers attempted to stop his vehicle. It also shows what appears to be a gunshot fired from inside the vehicle a couple of seconds before police returned fire. The video shows the driver's side window being blown outward and a puff of smoke coming from inside the vehicle. It has an extensive criminal history, as do two of his brothers. His charges and convictions include illegal weapons possession, felony theft, and a felony drug conviction. In 2019, he received a misdemeanor conviction for carrying a pistol in a public place, the Associated Press reported. Police arrested its brother, Muhammad Amin Baylid, 26, on December 5 on a charge of second-degree intentional murder, the Star Tribune revealed. In addition to the pending murder charge, he also has two drug-related convictions, two drunk driving convictions, an assault conviction, and one for disorderly conduct. He also has convictions for robbery and theft. Another brother, Dolaleed, 25, is currently in prison following an assault conviction that occurred when he was a teen, the Star Tribune wrote in another article. The Id family emigrated from Somalia about 20 years ago, the newspaper reported. Id's father organized the march on Sunday, Fox 9 Minneapolis stated. I need your help. We have to stop with this brutality of police who kill our sons every day, Id said. Asking for protests to continue, Id stated, we need justice. We don't need peace until we get justice. He made no mention of his own son's criminal history. Minneapolis police say their officers were engaged in a weapons investigation when they attempted to stop Id's vehicle. On the night of the shooting, protesters gathered and violently attacked police officers while the investigation was still underway, Breitbart News reported. Statements from the scene indicate protesters threw bricks, ice balls and frozen water bottles at police. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's Sunday morning talk show, What's Your Point? Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price, Parler at Bob Price, and Facebook.